It's Lodi San here, and on behalf of the Balcony Boys, I'd like to say thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Balcony Sessions podcast. Little disclaimer before the episode begins, everything you hear on Balcony Sessions podcast is strictly for entertainment, it's strictly for shits and giggles, none of it is real, none of it is serious, we don't hate anybody. If jokes are made at your expense, we are sorry, it's just for entertainment, you understand? Also, participate in our weekly Spotify polls for our Spotify listeners and our polls on Twitter. Use the hashtag Balcony Sessions or hashtag Balcony Boys if you want to make a comment, if you want to make a suggestion, or even if you just want to commend us, because truly and truly, we did try. Also, send us a DM and follow us on our Twitter account at Balcony Sessions and on our Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. I'll repeat, at Twitter at Balcony Sessions and Instagram at Balcony Sessions Pod. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace.
You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
Wow. All right.
This number.
Men get no love. I said it's so good to hear your voices. A man said I'm lying. That's crazy.
You where they chop? You where they chop the whole north, the entire northern Nigeria? You know they.
Hey God, please don't even start. Northern Nigeria.
You say you don't miss one army now for there.
You don't miss one zone, man.
Look, I gotta go bust it. The way just this setup.
Oh yarinya.
You don't go miss. You don't go miss army now. I didn't tell you the way just this setup. I didn't tell you. May I tell you can't be gummit. You meet roots. You go meet Agnes, you go meet Grace.
Ah, yeah, you go meet a lot of Agnes and Grace for Joss.
You go meet Rachel.
You go meet Rachel. You go meet Anita.
Way. Yeah, it's crazy. It was so revealing.
You go meet,
Who you go meet?
You go meet Salome.
I don't even know the nigga's name.
Guy, you know, see, it's very crazy that you mentioned the name Salome. Because I met one girl that her name, like, I've only met one Salome in my life. And it was one time where I was writing jam. But, like, the girl came in and she was so fine. And she knew me. But me, I did not know her. So she not tell me, say, oh, come on, ask me, say, huh? I'm asking, say, come on, say, she sabi me. Don't say, say, yes, so. Say, she sabi me. But me, I know not sabi her. I can't feel like celeb. She can't tell me, say, her name is Clarence. And she can't, I can't ask her, say, okay, what's her name? She can't tell me, say, her name is Salome. But since that day, I never see that Salome girl. Guys, she's the one that got away, bro.
To be fair, Salome is the kind of name that you only meet once in your life.
Chai, that also feels real too.
That also feels real too, because I think we've all met only one Salome ever. But
that was in childhood. I've never met another
Salome.
One.
I don't know Salome.
Once I see my own Salome
like this, if it's a babe, I'm getting in there so mine don't get away. I'm playing. Don't worry, man. I'm just capping. I just be capping, man.
Take it away.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man. Let's begin. Let's just start. Let's just get it. Let's just kick it
let
off.
Let's come out here and do what we have come here to do. How did that feel?
Let's do what we have come here to do. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, citizens of the world. Citizens of Lagos, Nigeria, and everywhere else that you're listening to us from. I think we have people listening to us from the US, from the UK.
Come on.
Yeah, we have people listening to us from India.
Yeah, India, like everywhere, man. Shout out everybody that listens to us. Shout out everyone that tunes in. You are listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. I'm your host, Lodi San, and we have my co-host with me.
Verena Forever. Forever and ever, Mr. Forever, only one Mr. Forever in this whole life, and it's me.
You heard. And Noddy, bro.
And then we have
Noddy.
44 times.
Call me Jay on the 44. Streets. Crazy still. But we're out here, man. That's me.
Yeah, man. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful Monday evening, right? Yeah. It's raining outside. So, yeah, it's raining outside. It's a good day to be, you know, alive, well, and good. How are you guys, man? How are you guys feeling?
Jay, go first.
Man, I'm feeling all right. I do okay, man. I'm all alone, but, you know, it's chill. I'm all alone for the first time in a long minute.
Are you serious? Yeah, how does that feel like to be like detached from like not detached but like to be like you know alone?
Like, I mean, yeah, school. Man. I left Cross and Fat Boy this morning and came back home and I've just been here alone. I mean, it's been nice actually. I've just been having some, you know, impressive thoughts typey. So yeah, some time to like recalibrate.
I love it when she has had time to reflect,
to think, to ruminate. Chai, I love it.
Yeah, it's always beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, word. How are you, Terrence? How you been?
I'm chilling, you know. I'm still taking my social media break. You know, I've been on social media less and I've been thinking about stupid things less. I've been off the internet. I've been off the internet and suddenly all my killies find me. Unfortunately, I don't know why, but okay. I've been feeding myself, man. Chowing. I'm now a cereal juice drinker. You know, I've drank juice every day for the last 5 days. So, you know, I'm also Chivita juice. I say I'm a cereal juice drinker.
Okay. You've always been a juice drinking guy, Shad. You like juice.
Yeah, to be juice now. Why did you like guys drink juice now?
Juice makes everything feel but better. Like, man. It makes literally fucking cigarettes feel better too. Just saying.
Alright, cool. With me, I'm good. Life is good.
Jack around me, I'm good. That's my
I'm just trying to like get there are certain things that like had impacted into like my subconscious that like for a while I stopped doing or I stopped thinking, like losing like my cool or like lashing out. Like for a while I was able to like control myself and stop it, but then I sort of just like forgot that was what we were doing. But now I remember back that we are doing this. Another thing is like not letting like negative thoughts like don't like all these obviously things are always going to be going to have one hurdle or one challenge, but like don't let it like take control, like speak positivity into yourself. And like, yeah, I'm just getting back into those like habits and exercises that like, you know, just make life, you know, more bearable and better to live. So like, yeah, that's how me I'm doing personally. But before we go into the episode, two things. One, I'd like to send my condolences to Jim Legacy. Jim Legacy is a UK act. He's UK, he's United Kingdom Nigerian. And his younger sister. So I'd like to send my deep condolences to him. I'm sure that's like a crazy thing that is going on.
My deep condolenses, so, man. Like anybody that is a family member is like, that's some crazy shit, bro. Like, trust me.
Really. Yeah, and also I want to say RIP to Matthew Perry, aka Chandler Bing. I know we didn't do that last episode, so we have to do it now. RIP Matthew Perry. He played the role of Chandler Bing on Friends. It was a really sad. Like, that news really made me like I really hate. And anytime I see it, it's like, wow, this is crazy. So yeah, RIP.
Sorry. Can I make a confession?
Yeah, sure.
Like, when celebrities die, like, it's like, oh, fuck, damn, shit, crazy, fuck, yes. But, like, I don't feel it.
That's fair enough.
I mean, that's calm. Yeah,
I don't feel it.
I think it's really just depends on your attachment to the team, because like most of the people are they're probably really invested in Friends, but like me, I didn't even personally like
I rate Friends like I was a Friends watcher, you get, but like you said, like it's actually very right, because like okay, like if Drake died now, God forbid, but like I would feel him.
You understand? It's that kind of thing. So, like,
that kind of thing. Yeah. So,
like, it's that kind of thing. So,
I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, thoughts and prayers with his family, friends, and you know, everyone exactly. else that cared about him.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway, let's move on. Yeah, RIP, let's move on. I just needed to get that out of the way in the beginning.
Because so, we're about to be on some shit talking.
Yeah, today, Jay, you are going to take away the mic because you've had an eventful past week, I would say, or eventful past couple days, I would say. Take it away and indeed. And yeah, let us know how life has been.
The nastiest.
All of that. Yeah.
Nasty
and
blinks.
It was actually strings
and blinks for real.
Bro, it was actually strings and blinks last week, bro. Like for really. And actually, it was actually a complete week P. It was literally Sunday to Sunday, because like, yeah, me, I passed out Sunday nights. That was it for me.
That's yesterday night.
Yeah, yesterday night. Like I was like, nah, you're gonna go on without me, dog. Man's not on it.
You've been on the road, I can hear it in your voice.
Like, bro, it's on my face. Like, you get like Lodi, you know them stress pimples, them inglorious stress pimples,
yeah,
like them
yeah,
are came
yeah,
to like bro, it's crazy. But like, yeah, so from last week Sunday. Yeah, I think Orimud came back into Abuja since when I'd been in London and when Lagos. So he came back to ABJ and then he set up like a camp thing again for the Mandem. You get so we put up Sunday now, you know, it's all good. Then there was this Halloween party that was happening that Sunday night, but like Udi wasn't even on it, you get, but like we other men just pulled up and things with that. Like, bro, that one was still mad. You get like obviously like, but I didn't even get the memo that was the Halloween party till we got to the place and like there was like some cobweb thing in
there. Bear costumes and that.
Yeah, you get like everybody is trying to be Wonder Woman and thing, and it was really entertaining. You get because like all the babies want to be some really sexy.
For
thing.
Real, they want to be some sexy cop or some sexy spy.
Halloween
spiral.
Is the
women have. Is it 30? Is it 30 holiday?
It is actually a thought holiday, but let's not get into that. Let me not derail. You get, but like said, so like we just put up, we did our normal appearance thing now. You know, just did our own pee, spent some fees, then we dipped. You get. Then Tuesday, bro. Now the sad part of Tuesday is that in all this, I felt sick, bro. See, on Tuesday morning, I woke up. I was healthy. I was with Cross. We were trying some shits. Next thing, I'm saying me and Cross because we both felt ill the same way. And we started with Origin. Origin was supposed to be for cure, you know, bro. We started Origin the morning. By like evening, I had a friend that came to see me. Bro, I was chilling with said friend. Next thing, man's feeling feverish. I'm like, I don't get. I'm like, this can't be real.
Fake drinks.
Bro, I even go. No, not fake drinks. Except fake drinks. No, but because like we've been drinking that pee since like Sunday we got there, and like even after the pee. Like we kept drinking it, like I don't even think it was that. I think it was just like
I think it's just stress. Yeah, stress.
Probably just stress, bro. Anyway, like I felt, yeah. Like it's this kind of pee where like you know how your body is. So I didn't even want to leave because like I already knew the itinerary for the week. Like I knew that we were seeing Nasty tomorrow, and
that was Tuesday. We were seeing Nasty on
that
Wednesday.
That was Tuesday. You get me? Exactly. And like my hair was still even on my fro pee. And like I was like, bro, I need to do something about this right now. So like I just ASAP go and like cop the drugs. Like I'm on that self-medication pee, like for you saying. And like I just started. So yeah, so like Tuesday now, me, I'll get the medication and like I start to like treat the malaria and like I'm just using like Panadol to like hold tight. So Wednesday morning. Now initially, I didn't even know we were going to be outside on road for, like, long. I thought we were just going to be outside on road. Then, like, you get, go backyard or some shit. But, like, it wasn't that kind of pee. So, we had to come back here to get more clothes. And also, I needed to, like, do my hair. So, like, Tuesday,
I leave the like apartment place and I come back house to get my clothes and like go do my hair. And like so that's Wednesday. Wednesday, I go do this on Wednesday. And I'm still feeling like kind of like ill, but you know, like there's Panadol involved. So like I'm just
active.
Yeah, so it's just good. And I'm not even like doing tedious active, I'm just moving, picking, then sitting to braid my hair. You get me? So like Wednesday evening when we come back.
Like, quick question, you know this time where you were not feeling well, right?
Yeah.
You see the smoke you go Abby.
Before. The download down.
Everybody.
That's when the person you are dealing with. Continue.
The kind of person that we have here on these balcony sessions. Continue.
I'm not even about that life. But like, what am I gonna do? Like, I mean, don't stress me, my guy. You don't know what it is. Like, it was like, see, if it was that I stopped DSL, it'd be good. But let's move on. So, like, Wednesday, we'll come back and, like, it's literally time to move. So, initially, we thought that Nasty was going to, Nasty. Based on seeing my guy, you get me, man. So, like, I thought bro was going to come to the yard.
Are we not supposed to pause on that?
Yeah, I think we should pause on Nasty. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know about that, bro.
Like, you
calling me fool, like,
but like, yeah.
Calling
yeah,
another
man is supposed to.
Or if you just call him, you know, NC.
But you know that he's now Chukwue Buka. You get.
No, don't give a name, Abi.
My name now is Chukwue Buka. The guy does look like one Igbo bro. We're just
different. Real, he actually does.
No,
like he's supposed to sell things for nature.
Real.
Oh my god, is that not what they call profiling?
That's fucking tribalist, that too. I hope you know that.
Literally, what they call profiling, my guy.
No profiling now.
So, by the way, so now instead of him coming to the yard straight again, we now have to go and pick him. And basically, like, do some Hollywood shit where you, like, you know, take man out and give him a good time type. You know, he's in the city. So, like, we go to, like, where he was staying. Bro, we're, like, 7 cars deep pulling up to the hotel.
That's mad. That's his setting.
It's crazy. And, like, we're, like, 7 cars deep pulling up to the... Or maybe, like, five cars deep pulling up.
But by anything that is more than 3 cars deep is deep. In fact, cars deep is even deep.
It's deep, bro. It was very deep. Now we pull up to his hotel, and then like, Odi goes in to go and get him, and like, we're not taking him to like this club. And then, like, niggas are like, wait, these are the first guys that, oh my god, Odi Moru. Niggas are like, wait,
nah,
is that strings and blings? and it's like, bro, it's what? Literally strings and blings, bro. And like, everybody's just gassed, and like, we get like a space and like just, you know, just bumping.
They
like,
get a section.
Full it's just section. Like a section, bro. But like it's like a quiet thing. Like it's not like we didn't do flyer, like so like people
no,
didn't
you know, don't
like,
do the remake
be a pull up. And it's like a Wednesday night, so like it wasn't really buzzing like that. So like
don't be the remake settings.
Exactly. But it was the perfect setting. You get because like it was the people.
Yeah, were, it wasn't the remake setting, but it was the perfect setting. Yeah, I get that.
You get me. So like what else there now? Bed drinks, bed chow, normal dubs, flexing, chilling, it's crazy, phones out, Nasty they feel himself, Odi they feel himself, we they feel ourselves, niggas they feel us.
Pause.
It's pause. Crazy.
Several bed. Pauses, 79,000 pauses on your ass, bro. Fuck!
Do you know what's crazy? Can I tell you something? Odi would not appreciate you saying you, Nasty. And
speaking
of
these things, Nasty, you know.
Like,
Odi, Nasty, Odi, he don't himself. Go agree.
Odi now feeling himself nastily. Now, man, gigantic pause. Now, don't kill me, man. But, like, yeah, man, we just go there and we just spend some fuse. And, like, after we spend some fuse, we just bounce. And, like, we bounce back to, like, the apartment where we're, like, chilling. And like it's crazy because like we put the bro in the actual bando because like it's not Transcorp Hilton, you get it? we're posted up at some random ends, you get it? Like we didn't want to do all those unnecessary.
Yeah, it's not the Hollywood shit, but it's like some
yeah, exactly.
Some good shit though. Where not Hollywood, but hood though.
You get no. You know, cause sometimes like you would be somewhere. Next thing you're supposed to get a guest, then like where you are comfortable with suddenly now becomes where you are not comfortable with.
Yeah, again. You now want to upgrade because of your guest. You now want to put your guest on some cruise that you were like, I mean, you could have done this, but you didn't need to do it because like you were calm.
You can't afford to do that, but yeah. You decide that okay, that's not what you want to do. So when your guest is coming, you don't have to cap. So that was basically like the message that man was trying to pass by doing all of that. You get so now man is inside the house now, he gets comfortable. Then, like, obviously, like, Odie starts to blast some unreleased, you get. And, like, you know, the normal P now. The normal P is, like, Nasty C just gave Odie, like, a feature. That's going to be... I mean, Odie just gave Nasty a feature that's going to be on Nasty's tape. So, you know, the usual
favor for favor now.
Yeah, exactly. So, man was basically, like, trying to shop for, like, what he was going to, like, you know, be on.
Yeah.
So, like... But, like, first of all, play some anti-war gangsters, you get. So, like, play some unreleased off, like, the coming tape. The guy was going crazy. Man was like, yo, I don't really understand what y'all saying, but this shit is fire, man. Bro, the sentence was crazy, bro. Like, niggas I'm are sure like, bro, where's
your question? Did he record anything?
No, he didn't record anything, but he just selected what he was.
He didn't record there. He can't record there. There were like 29,000 people there. So
no, like, come on. If the vibe was right, if like that was the
purpose, if the vibe was right, no, therefore, no. You know, say all those kind of camp settings. If they still lap and he did go. You get. But like, they overcome on. Say they go there on lappings and just record like that.
Yeah, exactly. Recordings are more planned because, you know, all these recording things, like, as artists, when you get to
recording, but like, did he spit? That's what I meant. Did he spit anything?
Oh, okay, no.
He didn't spit anything. Let's him rap.
No, he didn't do that.
That's what we're saying now. That like he didn't record, like he didn't rap, like he didn't.
Yeah, you know, he didn't do that. I also get what Lodi is saying. Like a non-recording P2, he could have bust some lines.
Yeah,
but like, it was not a thing where like beats were played. It's a thing where like songs were played. You get what I'm saying? So like, we're just...
Yeah, like finished songs or like almost finished songs.
Yeah, you get that kind of thing. So like, yeah, basically, man dips. And like the next day, Thursday, we have to do like... the video shoot of the OD and Nasty song. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so it shot is in Abuja.
Yeah, it shot is in Abuja, bro. Okay, like man. Three scenes. When I woke up that morning, I already got calls from Abbas. Like, we needed some P that was somewhere else from like somewhere.
Okay, so you have
like,
to go and track it.
The warehouse. So I had to go and track it. So that was the beginning of my PTSD. Because like 2 weeks ago from then, I had just shot one video with Gustavo at that same warehouse. I know that anything I shoot in that warehouse...
Yeah, with the fucking white Lambo.
Yeah, exactly. Anything I shoot in that warehouse is a night P. You get, because like their sun openings on the roof of the warehouse, basically. So like, it's for like, sun enters and you can't control the light. Sorry. So like we get to the video shoots is what three scenes. The first side is like we first use like a stadium and they just shoot like some scenes in the stadium, normal green grass, nice
B-roll, B-rolls and shit.
Yeah, you get. Then we go to like a scene where like niggas be drifting. You get, so like we show some more gang pee, more bro, some mad thing, man. And then like we now go to the warehouse to like do the final P. That's how, bro, man went inside car to go and crash and now missed welfare. Fucking hell. And like the warehouse is in like the middle of like Z. Do you get? So like, bro, nothing to chow.
Fuck. You missed all that welfare. Fuck.
Bro, I missed all the fucking welfare crashing in the car. When I came outside, I was like, bro, where's chow? Chow, no chow.
Niggas just started laughing at me.
Bro, straight up now. I like 12.
I should say the whole points when you miss much for chop cross dog.
I beg. I mean, you know, say me and dogs, like, all this kind of pee, they irk me, like, so, like, I know they really, like the reason I'm, you get, because, like, bro, I see they get PTSD from the fact, say, oh, my God, I can't even talk, I'm, don't worry, I say I can't even talk, I'm, no, like, anyway, so, like, yeah,
wait, yeah, say Jada,
you know what's crazy, I've not got into Jaws, that's crazy,
that's what I'm telling you, anyway, speed this the fuck along,
let me speed up, I gotta speed up. So like, let's just get on with it. I mean, the rest of the video shoot is the video shoot. Then like Friday now. As at Friday, I still think that I'm coming to Lagos. By the way, but then like Friday, I not find out. This is a Friday now that I'm not finding out that I found out on Thursday because Odi was supposed to go to Jos on Friday. Man now missed his flight. He now to join us on the road. Crazy P. Oh, wow. So like Friday. Man has missed his flight and like now comes back and like we now all have to go by road on Saturday. Everybody swears that we are going to start our Jaws trip on Saturday by 10. Saturday by 8, I'm up. I'm activating niggas to get the fuck up. Niggas is niggas and we have to leave at 1:30, right?
Of course.
You get me? And like now, so we're pulling up to Jaws with 5 cars, bro. Three Prados and 2 Camrys. Like, it's heavy. Like, well, we're policemen and the usual thing from, bro, we passed through Abuja, Nasarawa, Kaduna. Then, I think, yeah, then Jos, bro. So, it's like a full road trip, P. For like
how many hours is that?
4 to 5 hours, bro, on road like that. Convoying, bro, and like I said, like we got the wrong game, but we thought it was like for a show that would be like some evening pee. But bro, so like the drivers had that MO and they were on some speeding thing, you get, so like guy, balls in hand, you get that kind of pee. And yeah. Now let me now tell you, bro, like just to Abuja Road, it is fucking fucked up, bro. Like that the road. Like the roads are fucking like fucked. Diggers, they are terrible.
So,
like,
so imagine speeding on bad road.
Yeah, imagine speeding on bad road and every other person is speeding on bad road and you get coming, going, is speeding on bad and like bro, it just tense. Till Shawusha go to Jos around like 6 o'clock. Quiet city, you know, soft. Put us in one nice hotel. Nice, soft. Next thing, they pulled up one mad buffet, crazy thing. All you could fucking eat, like then we had to feed the drivers, you get, so like yeah, the drivers were fucking tired. We had to feed the drivers, but the dumb drivers,
yeah, you can like, as well tell us about when you go to the hotel and you had to wash your balls and take a shit and take a piss as well. Speed up, bro. We are testing me.
It was crazy.
You
have to feed the drivers. Essential.
Who gives a fuck about the drivers, bro?
Niggas, no.
Nobody gives a fuck about the drivers, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. I think it's quite essential that niggas know that you ought to feed your drivers because it's not compulsory. You understand?
Hey,
now, you actually have to feed your drivers. You have to. Don't worry.
They play. The only reason why we say that is like, don't feed your driver.
Someone that's going to drive you back.
No way, they go. Bro. By the time they carry you, go where they go. Usually do. Bro, what they play.
It was Mr. Ejiri that was yelling. In fact, it was not even Mr. Ejiri that was yelling business team. It was Mr. Ejiri's driver that was yelling business team. Give me the testament of like niggas he has worked with versus like working with Mr. Ejiri and like how that guy like really treats him right. And that's why like he does like so much for like Mr. Ejiri in return type shit. So like, yeah, anyway. So like, let's just get to it. And like, they now pull up and tell us that like, bro, the call time is 1 a.m. We're like, bro, what? So like, we just rushed here all the way to like chill to 1. So man, I was going to cap me that I was going to go and crash. I really tried, but eventually, obviously, I couldn't even crash. Because like, just Jags and MI pulled up to like the hotel, to like our spot and we're just chilling. In fact, just Jags even hopped on like a track, like on the spot. So actually, that's
Madu.
I mean, yeah,
that's one of the goals right there, man. Shout out Jago.
Man, fucking hopped on the track on the spot type shit. It was crazy. I'm like, yeah. Then these fucking niggas. So now Now, here's where it gets crazy now. So, obviously, like...
Oh, so you never crazy for... since they play...
No, never crazy. Like,
guys, bro, but continue.
Now, they now bring us, like, a couple of babes. You understand? As per complimentary on your job.
Complimentary street babes.
I like... So, like, now...
Take away, babes.
So, like, now, we have, like, our five-car situation now joined up with some extra cars, you know, some just niggas now have now come to, like, you know, be on the cruise still, you get? Mm-hmm. So, like, obviously, we have posts now, you get? So, like, niggas are pulling up. And, like, yeah, so the girls are... So, now we're now even spacing out, you know, some niggas are joining other cars so, like, we can be staying with her, like...
With your selected babes.
And, like, so now, it's now mad because what do you fucking do when you pull up to a city and the guys that are hosting you are giving you some babes, but now at the spot you are pulled up to, you have actually seen the actual premium babes that you'd have rather been.
So you're not gonna want the other babes again.
But now we're not in our section with some midis. Like, bro, why do we have mediums in our fucking section? And like, everybody's just feeling like, bro, now I'm. But what's crazy is that everybody's stomaching this because we never complain to you like the next day. Now everybody's now upset that, like, bro, now wow, which kind of babes this was going to go bring? You don't say you can't bring the real just indigenous type pee. But like, yeah, man, it was a cool stage. Like, they were an actual just vibe. I tell you, man, like, just is a different place, bro. Like, those niggas wanted to kill OD, man. They were on the full, bro. I swear, in the club, there were at least like 1K people inside that club, guy. Like, the club wanted to bust.
Why is there 1,000 people in the club? Can't lie, they can't lie. On some nights at Envy, okay, no, maybe not 1,000, sure.
Bro, there's like 1K people. The club is like, it's
maybe
like
Obi's house. Club. Maybe Obi's house.
It's like Club Valet or some shit. Club Valet or something like that. Like, it's like the biggest just club, basically. And like, the shit was like unreal, packed, sold out. So like, now on this,
you have just 1 minute to round up. You have 1 fucking minute.
Guy, fuck off, man. You have been to just before.
Guys, you know that you're going on 20 something minutes. Do you know?
Bro, is it
just you yelling?
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
What you telling us about?
You fucking thing,
guys, for this gist though.
Levan, what do you fucking think? I've been on the fucking road for fucking 7 days. Waiting Black Monster. I've been on the road. Are you crazy? Bro, for fucking 7 days, man's been on the road. This is the first day I'm going to sleep.
I've been on the road. Biko, yeah, like, go.
I don't even know my
bed. Blacky, where you go?
Are you dumb? Like, anyway, so like, the story is basically ending because like, this is already like, what? This is
Friday
Saturday
night.
No, this. No, we went just on Saturday. So we left ABJ Saturday afternoon. The Kenny started
1 a.m. Sunday.
1 a.m. Sunday. So like, when we just basically party. We first party in the club for like maybe like 2 hours. Then we'll now go back to the hotel and just like party out the rest. And then now it's now morning. No, now in this night now, we're now finding out. No, sorry, in just. When we got to Jos, and I found out, okay, there's no Lagos, right? No. In Abuja, I realized that, okay, I'm not coming to Lagos, but I already packed for, like, Jos and Lagos. So I realized I was not going to go to Lagos. So, like, yeah, I already knew that. But, like, AG now had to go to Lagos from that Saturday night because, like, he had to shoot a video with a song he has with DJ Shawls that he made last year. You get? So, like, he had to go ASAP. So, like, AG now was now on the Lagos piece. So, AG, Ripley, and Odi had to go Lagos. Yeah, Abbas and Mondo P. So, now we're now less men. You get? So, less men and less cars. So, like, going back to Josh, we're just the three Prados. The Camrys have left. Okay, no. We're 3 Prados and 1 Camry. The other Camry has now left us. You get? So, like, yeah. We now basically, like, come back to Lagos. Some niggas go from just.
You come back to ABJ.
So go back to ABJ. Some niggas go from just to Lagos. And some niggas come from just to ABJ.
Then go to
Lagos. You get now we're back in ABJ. Mark should go be crashing. No, we're not going to crash. Now, Fat Boy has like a recording session with Ajebo Hustlers. So now it's me, Gustavo, Fat Boy, and Cross, and Chase left in ABJ. Now we now go to track Ajebo Hustlers, and like they do like a thing, like a Maza thing, like they do like two track thing, like it's crazy.
It's crazy.
And like, yeah. In fact, Ajebo Hustlers actually have a show, had a show last night in Abuja that they were headlining. And I think it was a star was that show. I like, yeah. So me, I just went to the hotel and crashed. Niggas went back to the show. Me, I just went. And yesterday night, we're not supposed to record back in sessions when niggas left. Like, I literally sacrificed the show. I was like, nah, man, I can't go for the show. I got to record podcast. And once niggas left, I now activated to record.
No crash.
Less than 3 seconds, bro. Man was crashing. I couldn't believe it, man, when I woke up. But like, yeah, man, that was my week, man. I'm so sorry for the sound, but like, it was a long week. So yeah, it had to be a long story. I don't know what to do about that.
To be honest, I'm not mad. Can't lie. I only understand the vex. Me, I did come. My bad. That is day necessary, compulsory, essentially.
Hello, thank you guys for joining us this week on the episode of Balcony Sessions.
because we might as well end
this. We might as well end here. As soon as it is, like, this is a whole episode, and like, it is actually calm.
But no, that was an eventful like week, I would say. Guy, bro, we met one good rapper after another goat rapper. Like, that's crazy.
Bro, I say yesterday. When me and Chase were at Ajebo's last apartment, me and Chase. So Chase is family of Antawo Gangsta as well. So like, yeah, he's a top member as well. So like, me and Chase were just there. Chase was like, bro, celebrities where we done there with this week. Like, bro, man was with Nasty C, MI, Jesse.
You know, it's funny because I thought about something about that Nasty C link up.
What was that?
What I thought about is that, like, okay, so did he come to ABJ to track Udmud Black?
Bro, his entire reason for coming to ABJ was to shoot his video. So, like,
Now, bust your head. So that means that, as it is now, like this, slowly, if there are more people in ABJ to track, so that means, is it possible that we will get to a point where Lagos is not the only place where you enter Nigeria to track somebody in?
Bro, you seeing the tweets now? This bro from NSG is saying, bro, I did come ABJ, can't collect my own, bro. Like, he said, I can't collect like one or two.
Can't collect your own bombing.
So are you telling me now that Udmuru Black is not single-handedly, but he's doing his beats?
Bro, they want to talk about the pioneer, not Nears, when they want to talk about the pioneer, on a singular pioneer conversation, it'll be him. But when they want to talk about the pioneers, it's him and the couple guys. But when they want to talk about the pioneer, the guy, then everybody knows who the guy is now. I don't need to talk too much. But like, yeah, that's what
and that's real as fuck. Like, yeah, that's what we're literally witnessing like a shift, like right now. Crazy.
It's real. It's crazy. It's so crazy, man. Like, bro, I say in Joss, niggas wanted to faint, bro.
That's enough.
No,
let's move on.
It's crazy.
Shout out everybody involved.
If you were involved, shout out you, shout out Chase, shout out Cross, shout out Nodi, shout out Udi, shout out Abbas, Replay,
Adina, shout out the drivers.
The drivers,
shout out the midi things in Joss.
Shout out the midi things, shout out the premium things, shout out. Nasty C, shout out.
Bro, it was hell.
At the boss last time, everybody. Thank you.
I like just need a culture overhaul, man. But I mean, shout out Joss still, because Joss did us right. But like, bro, those babes, man.
Jason just needs to get fitter things in their states. They need to get
in their repertoire.
Baddies thing, man. You see, these baddies of a thing. They need to learn more about it.
Yeah, they need to get badges in their state. They need to import some badges.
You know this badge sheep you're talking about? Yeah, just need some other. For real. Yeah.
Well, okay. Great. We probably have like 10 minutes left or 15 minutes left. With that 15 minutes, let's try and talk about this thing with sharing energy. All right, so Clarence, you had
So like with these particular ions, like okay, so like something happened to me that I'm not going to disclose. I mean, the people on this podcast, they knew what happened, but like, I'm not really going to disclose it. But like, he had me thinking, and he had me thinking that, like, I actually took Nori's advice, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to ghost. Did you get? And I'm not going to explain to anybody, like, anything. Like, I'm just literally going to just start pouring back into myself. And like, since then, I had to take a break from social media, and I just started doing more me shit. Like, I started working out again. Like, I just started doing more things. Like, if I'm not taking time for my, you know, like, I'm doing something that is not, like, you know, sleeping. Like, basically, I just started doing things for me, and like doing things that like made me happy, that actually brought an actual smile to my face and actually helped people around me. Like, since I started doing that, I've stopped worrying. You guys, my mind doesn't race to like stupid things. You guys, and I think that like stuff like Twitter like affects you, because like in terms of like sharing energy, there's like phases. You can be reading stuff on Twitter, especially right now, because like, there's just a lot of bad news, you know, Gaza, you know, fucking, there's a lot of things. So yeah, just scrolling, and I just seen a lot of bad shit. And obviously, like, you might not be thinking about the bad things that you are seeing or that you are reading, but like, it is just a thing in your head that you just keep seeing problems. You just keep seeing things that are not right. And I think that, like, in terms of sharing your energy, cutting off people and like internet, and like the music that you listen to, like all those things are the things that contribute to the energy that you give off. Like, if you're listening to some loser music, I promise you're going to be saying some loser shit. You might not mean to say it, but you will. I promise. You get it. Like, that's just the way I want to start this conversation, Sha. Yeah.
I 100% agree. What you had to say about that? Like, I definitely agree now. Like, the way, you know how, what do you call it? There's this saying that your thoughts, the quality of your thoughts, determine the quality of your life. So basically, like, the kind of things that you think about, the kind of things that you are burdened with, your kind of problems, those are the kind of things that define the kind of life that you live. You get, so obviously, like, if you have small problems, that means like you kind of have like a small life, and you have like big problems, and you have like a big life, kind of. Then also, like, but it's still, there's still nuance to that, because you could have big problems and still have a small life.
Yeah, you can have some big problems in one tiny ass life, bro.
Yeah, because like maybe you have some like self-discipline problem, you get, but that's like a different conversation, you get. But like, basically, if you think small, you definitely come across like small hurdles. You get, so like, yeah, I definitely think, and if you hang out with people that are like don't really think so far, like you too, you probably, you rub off. And we were talking to someone on GC about how like literally one bad like fruit could like really, you get, spoil it, like the rest, literally, like, cause you get,
it's like some bed of feather type shit,
bro. One guy doing the wrong drug can ruin everything for everybody.
That's real.
Yeah.
One guy bringing the wrong type of G to the setting can ruin
can just ruin like a whole group of people that would have been something else.
It's like, yeah. It's like normally we smoke SK, okay. One guy comes with Popo, okay, we are smoking Popo now. One guy comes with Mali, okay, we are smoking Mali now. Okay, one guy introduces Loud. We are smoking Canadian Loud. All right, cool. One guy can't come one day for one tin foil. He open the tin foil. He puts choice. You're like, waiting be that. He say, oh, more. Now, you go try. Yeah, you go try. You say, you go be like,
you will look at, because you know why you go try him? Because in way, just try him. They ask you a question, like, nothing changed. Like, in eye, no blue. In voice, no change. In the normal. In just the high. But in just the, if they ask you, like, if you know who you be. So you can look at, like, okay, now just high now. Like,
you get, are you go one try?
You get. So you can just, you go hit them to now, okay, Martin. You will bring another one again. You'll be like, I wish I'll be this one, like, oh, this one, and that one, we might pass that one, same. you say, ah, Matt.
And that's why you go like that.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that's how a lot of niggas actually get drawn in, and you get it fucks up a lot of shit. That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's real.
It's not even just your friends. It's like the shit you take in, man. Like, if you're somebody that takes in some really like twisted things, I swear you're gonna have start having twisted thoughts. Cause thoughts are like seeds, bro.
Give an example.
An example is fucking porn. That's an example. Porn. Mm-hmm. Because like if you're a serial
that's
porn
the
watcher,
example of all examples.
That's the example you get. That's the example of all examples you get. Like if you're a serial porn watcher, like it's not like you're an occasional porn watcher,
you get a portion of your day watching porn.
If
like you tell yourself that okay, it's like let's do okay now.
Dedicated your life to watching porn
to make sure that you get
it. This is all I do. I wake up and watch, I eat and go back and watch some more porn.
Like, there is no shower without a
set of beads. No shower without a beat.
Bro, it's crazy, man.
If you're on some serial porn watching.
I was just going to say, with the porn thing, it's like recalibrates your brain, especially with like women, bro. Like, you can't even see, I'm sure I've spoken about it, but you don't see, like, if you are looking at a girl now, the girl's name is Shade. When porn eats into your brain, you don't see Shade anymore. You just see tits and ass.
You just see everyone
you would like to fuck. That's literally all you see. You don't see any woman again. You just see what the sexual part of her she is really, which is a human being. You just see her as a sexual object. And that's something we need to talk about when it comes to like who wins with this sex work thing. Like, it's not even about and this is not what we are supposed to talk about. Like, who wins? Like, because women support sex rights, but I don't think they win, right? But like, that's something for another day. That's something we need to like discuss.
To be honest, I can't lie to you. This is a conversation that I've thought about several times, and I have things to see. However, we cannot talk about it today.
Yeah, not right now. We have other things to talk about. But in regards to like any different. Like, I had a realization. You know when your parents don't follow this friend or don't follow friends. Friends will deceive you. And like, we just play off. Like, what? You guys are too deep, man. You guys are watching Hollywood too much.
Yeah, it's too deep.
It is your Hollywood Yoruba that's fucking in your mind. But like, for the first time ever, I understood what they mean. Right, and like it was a personal thing for me. So this is what they mean by like friends will lead you astray. It's not like your friends will. I don't believe any friend will purposely lead you astray, but they can do it. They can lead you astray indirectly. So let me break it down. Let's use us for example. Like we do banking sessions together. We know at least 85% of what is going on in each other's life. Like, we spent a lot of time together. We've grown up together. We go rocks together. We fuck bitches together. We've done a lot of things together. It now gets to a point where, like, when one person is feeling something, the other person might be feeling similar as well. Do you understand? And then we did. But, like, that doesn't mean we are the same person.
Yeah.
And then I think, with me personally, to the loop, we're thinking that we are the same person, but we're not. Why? Because that will affect you, things that might affect you or might affect me might not affect you. For example, weed now, I can say categorically that Jay is a high functioning like smoker.
He's right? A high functioning smoker. He can smoke all day and walk in the guy.
For me,
one joint like this, like that, man, I'm useless. Like highest, I'm doing the best minimum, and that best minimum is stressing me out. So now imagine that, like, I'm living with Jay, and I'm doing the same thing he's doing, not knowing that I can't function like him. So while he's smoking, he'll be smoking and functioning. Me, I'll be smoking and pissing my day away. That leads to, like, you are not leading me astray. Do you get?
The energy that we are sharing.
Because, do you get? Exactly. Energy that we are sharing makes me feel like, oh, we are on the same vibe.
Yeah, we can do the same thing.
But we can't, because we are not the same person. And once you get to know yourself, that's when you realize, I'm not this. And that's the point, that's the part where, like, maybe your parents might not break it down to you. They just tell it because they're your parents. Tell you, like, oh, friends will lead you astray, but that's not it.
I wish parents could be more serious though. What I mean is that, like I wish you could tell me that don't follow friends, friends will lead me astray, and like give me a concrete reason and like tell me that, okay, see, and
exactly.
It's not like they will always lead you astray, because like obviously like you have amazing friends that will change your life for the better. But like what I mean is this. You get all those kind of
because things. Your friends have such much influence on you. Like you guys have high influence on me. Like if you guys give me a prompt, something else, I will. Do you understand? Like the job that I had last year was Jay that gave me that prompt. That you, why don't you just try this? And I did this, and it worked. That was a life altering thing that I got from Jay. Do you understand? So like your friends have that power and influence over you. It's also something to be mindful about. That's why you need to know yourself. You need to
so many guys are into fraud. Like not like even trying, like they are successful in fraud.
Like they are successful fraudsters.
Because like their guys you get are too. Do you get what I'm saying? And like same and certain man too are not really so successful in it. But like they're still in it because like
their man them is in it.
Yeah, their man them that's in it. Yeah. That's like kind of like successful, like doing stuff like that. So it's crazy because like I remember like even me doing tech, it came about from Bolu. Do you understand? So that was like one good thing that like bro, so many things that are like friends can bring to that are great. Do you get what I'm saying? Like look at balcony sessions, or like, doing balcony sessions together as friends. You get like this anti-war gangster P is literally friendships. Do you get what I'm saying? So like it's true friends that like great things happen. You get what I'm saying?
True friends that some terrible things happen.
Like that's why like yeah, Lutsan is right. Like your friends can like they can't outrightly lead you astray, but they like can.
But
no, they don't necessarily intend to lead you astray. It's like me now. Like in all this, moving up and down, you get being on the road, being out of my yard, and on my computer. Do you get what I'm saying? Like I'm building shit. Like I'm always trying to like do something. You get what I'm saying? Like okay, now I'm on the road, but I'm walking. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't give a fucking flying fuck. You get? Because I'm not rapping. You get so
yeah, I'm not rapping, I'm not recording, I'm not doing
I'm not a video guy. You get like so what am I gonna do? I'm gonna work. You get I do what I gotta do for like demand them, you get, but like still like
yeah, on your own thing.
And everybody know that man gotta work, you get what I'm saying? So like yeah. So but imagine a reality where like I abandon having to do all that. I'm on the road. So man are not leading me astray. You get like they are just like you get.
You are
like,
led astray by yourself.
You get you're leading yourself astray because you're now blinded by the illusions of what is going on. That you, you now think that was really. You get what I'm saying? You now start to forget.
And you don't even know who you are in this. Like who are you? What role do you play? Who are you?
Exactly, bro. Like you have to always remember that, bro. Some of like the role that you have to play is the work that you have to do for yourself. You get what I'm saying? So it is like, is what you have, what you've made for yourself, that is the role that you're playing.
Yeah, real. Like, yeah, like, is now where you want. Now, I was talking to UC in that interview. I was talking to UC now. He said in another, if you want the backstage, if you want the behind the scenes, you go there behind the scenes, bro.
As in, do you understand? If you want to do the work, you do the work. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's work. You get, like, when that's why, like, there's this parable in about something. I can't remember it so straight, but something about, like, the worker coming to, like, the vineyard, and, like, there's just work to be done, and, like, nobody's working. And it's like, bro, why are there no workers working? And, like,
people, but then there's, like, then there's work to be done.
There's no, but you get, but, like, there's literally work to be done everywhere and every time. But, like, yeah, it's that kind of peak. Like, you, and it's just, yeah, you hanging with friends, and friends just taking care of friends, but, like, you can literally get lost in that, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's right. They give you some, when they give you some BS and you get some balcony sessions, not get all the letters. My guy.
Yeah,
like,
so could that, but yeah, man. Yeah, just like know your, I think knowing yourself is really important in that this thing, because
you need to, you just know said yourself.
Friends help you help. Yeah, just so that friends help you in so many positives, but like, you need to know yourself, to know your limits, know what you can do, mm-hmm, what's not for you, what's for you, yeah, and shit. So exactly.
That's what it is.
But friends, yeah, let's just round off.
You get friends, so let me just drop this last point. Friends will, yeah, elevate what, you understand? But like, what are they elevating? So when they elevate you, what is, like, what
are they elevating, are you? Your bad side? Are they elevating your good, you, side?
So it's like, no, not even, yeah, that. Like, like, when, imagine, like, when you have, when you're with, like, friends that are connected people, you understand? Like, automatically, based off of friendship, like, they want to put you on. But,
mm-hmm,
are you useful, fam? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, what are you useful for is the question of how you get, of, like, you know, the levels at which you get, like, put on, basically. Nobody's going to put on, like, a loafing guy. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're going to be active, you're going to be present, but, like, you're not doing nothing, so, like, nothing is coming to you. You get what I'm saying? But, like, the moment you start to do something and you start to pull weights, then you get what I'm saying? Like, you start to know that, okay, yeah, like, even in this friendship, I still be myself. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm not just, like, a member of a group of people.
Oh, yeah. I'm
a human being. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so like, yeah, in a friendship, you need to be comfortable with standing in your own. Like, okay, this is not for me. You guys can go ahead, me and cool. You get it? You need, yeah, to be comfortable with that. But yeah, yeah, that's what's on that. Before we go, there's this movie on Netflix, speaking about friends. This, The Origin, Madame Coin Coin.
Yeah, Madame Coin Coin.
Movie, I think
Midi series. Guy, that movie, guy, that, guy, I can't lie, that movie is terrible. Like, when I say terrible, like, I don't mean it's a bad film. Like, that movie is like that movie is crazy. Cause like, bro, niggas be doing that shit, and like me, like, it's not something I've experienced or like I've been in, but like, from the way that it's soft, guy, that thing is soft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm definitely not watching that. I'm definitely not watching that alone, on by myself in this yard, you know. So
no, I'll not be like say they're scary, but like some kind of thing. So,
bro, it's Madame Coco.
No, it's not, bro. The thing is not scary. It's like what was happening. It's gory, but like it's not scary. Like it's just gory, but like it's not even just that. Like, is the,
so like,
is the other things?
Let me break it down. It's like just. Where like, trigger warning for anyone that's listening. There are scenes where like, there's a four-man rape.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like, bro. I didn't want to say like, it. I didn't want to say it before that. That's a trigger warning.
Yeah,
guy.
I didn't want to say it, but like, it is. That's what it is. Like four-man, like, sexual assault on one babe. That shit is,
bro,
crazy.
Bro, one guy like one guy go like for their group now. Like them be like, let's say maybe say them be five. One guy go come, they close to one babe, like the babe, because based on say they be bad guys now, then you know they're smart, you know, they win the school money, you know, they you know. So based on that one, they don't, they get bare like backing from like the sister where they administrate the school, you get all those kind of things. So the girl go come, they close to one of the guys for the group now. the girl, you know, like they will not answer, but like the guy will just be making her feel good, making her feel comfortable, you know. So then him, he will now pattern the knacks with the babe. After he now patterns the knacks, and like where they go to like do the knackings is inside the woods, you get. So you now make her comfortable now. The babe will now say, okay, oh yeah, now let's go and knock. You will not carry her there. Why she's now there inside the place? Next thing, they go just a knock door. They go just open door. Four other niggas go just enter inside. Go just detox, say, why you shout? Say, don't you want to have fun with us? Guy, you see they move me. I won't slap them. Guy, no, guy.
That shit was crazy, that shit was dog.
Fucking crazy, guy. Maybe, fuck.
I'm just like, yo, these scenes were gory. Let's not spoil the movie too much for people that haven't seen it. I think you should watch it. I'm looking forward to see, like, the remaining parts of it. Because, like,
yeah, for real.
It ended at a cliffhanger. So, I'm looking forward to
it's a series.
Yeah, it's a series. I think it's a limited series. Can't lie, somebody was showing off their rape kink with all that shit. Because those scenes were long, bro. They were two scenes.
Yeah, they were too long and too descriptive. Fuck.
Like, bro. Ugh, I better go. But yeah, man, you guys should go check it out or not if it's going to trigger you.
If it's going to trigger you, can't lie, don't. But like, if you want to watch something cool, come.
Yeah, word. Yeah, that's us, man. Thank you guys for joining us on episode 66, man. You heard. Balcony Boys,
very soon we go signing out. Very soon we go soon with episode CCC. He's giving BSI Balcony Sessions Illuminati.
Bro, please now. Please.
Guy, laugh.
Wow.
Laugh.